Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Kendra, K-E-N-D-R-A, Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R. As per the record supplied, Kendra Palmer was seen by Dr. Gehrman on 10-1-21, complaining of bilateral leg pain with some ankle and knee issues bilaterally. Bed history was remarkable for 2 right knee surgeries and 1 left elbow surgery. Bertie got COVID in March 2020 and went into kidney failure. Bertie was then out of work for approximately a year, but returned back to work in March of 2021. Appeared on 9/11/21, she tripped in a drain, kind of fell down and had a contusion to her shin, and subsequently developed some discomfort in her knees and ankles. Bertie has been able to continue working in the hold of the ship. Appeared, however, she had pain and wanted to assess whether or not anything significant had occurred. Appeared exams showed symmetric range of motion of the knees, but there was crepitus in both knees, particularly around the patellofemoral joint, but no effusion or meniscal symptoms. Appeared there was mild tenderness in the mid-aspect of the left tibia, where she had originally fallen and hit the ground. Period. She had a normal gait. Period. She can contract her quads on both sides and do straight leg raises. Appeared both ankles had basically full range of motion with 5/5 strength. Appeared she had some tenderness about the lateral ankle ligament complex, particularly on the left. Appeared his assessment was 56-year-old female, status post-fall, where she likely aggravated some pre-existing arthritic changes in her knees and sprained her left ankle. Period. He cleared her to continue working without restrictions, but suggested a course of physical therapy. Period. She did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. Dr. Gehrman followed her progress through 1/5/22. Period. At that time, her left knee was feeling better. Here the right still had discomfort laterally and in the patellofemoral region. Appeared she had been doing her job without any restrictions, but does feel some discomfort. Appeared clinical exam was again revealing symmetric range of motion in the knees. Appeared she had some crepitus on the right. Appeared patella compression and inhibition testing gives her some mild discomfort on the right. Appeared her shins were non-tender and asymptomatic. Period x-rays demonstrated fairly significant lateral compartment arthritis on the right, consistent with her 2 prior meniscectomies. Period there was also some osteophyte formation and joint space narrowing. Period. He recommended a cortisone shot and a course of viscosupplementation injection so they could try to get back to her baseline she had before the accident. But other than that, they would continue therapy for this next month and hopefully get a course of injections, after which she would be at maximum medical improvement. But she was going to continue working at full duty. Paired new paragraph. The claimant was also seen on 7/25/22 by Dr. Nassar, N-A-S-A-R. Period. That juncture, she offered symptoms about both knees and less so in the ankles. Period. He gave diagnoses of bilateral knee contusions with aggravation of osteoarthritis, as well as right ankle medial sprain and left ankle lateral sprain. Period. He ascribed 25% of the left leg for the left knee, 30% of the leg for the right knee, 30% of the foot and ankle for the right foot, and 30% of the foot and ankle for the left. Period. He did not explain how these values were derived. Period. Findings and conclusions. On 9/11/21, Kendra Palmer reportedly experienced pain in her legs, ankles, and knees after she tripped in a drain. Period. She came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Gehrman on 10-1-21, who ascertained a history of two prior right knee surgeries. Period. He had her undergo x-rays and conservative care. Period. She followed up with him through 1-5-22 when her clinical exam was symmetric. Period. She did not have an antalgic gait or use a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period. When seen by Dr. Nassar, he performed an exam noting she had a normal gait pattern and could toe walk and heel walk. Period. She could crouch partially and rise. Period. Period. There was moderate swelling of the right knee and mild on the left. Period. There was full range of motion about both knees. Period. Knees were stable to varus and valgus stress testing. Period. She had a positive McMurray's test on the right side and a positive medial tenderness about both knees. Period. There was negative McMurray's testing and negative anterior drawer. Period. She had crepitation with range of motion of both knees. Period. As far as the right ankle, there was tenderness palpation medially about the deltoid ligament, but full range of motion. Period. At the left ankle, there was tenderness palpation about the ATFL and with inversion stress. Period. She had mild weakness with eversion strength testing. Period. New paragraph. I will write this case for minor sprains of the right and left ankles. Period. In terms of the knees, there is patellofemoral arthritis unrelated to the subject event. Period. However, that will be the diagnosis utilized for impairment rating at the knees. Period. And that is the end.